No, you're good. Not just because the circumstance is not happening. Because together, you're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single thing that counts. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to On Point. Rachel Turgeman. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. My friends, as I was saying to you earlier, every year there are over 400,000 foster care kids in the foster care system in the United States. And this is really, really, really horrible news. Now, why do they end up in the foster care system? Well, abuse, neglect, and sometimes even the parents cannot provide a safe haven for them. And of course, to make matters even worse, these same disadvantaged children, they don't even know what's going on. They're traumatized and it triggers negative behaviors. Joining us tonight is this wonderful human being, a stellar banker and vice president of Magic Waste Youth Foundation, Armando Trabanco. How are you, Armando?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Before we get into the stellar work of the altruistic work of Magic Waste Youth Foundation, I want to publicly congratulate you, Armando, because you are the regional retail sales manager for Synovus Bank. And we know that you've been in the community for over 35 years, making a huge difference in banking. So next year, we're going to invite you back on Point to talk about all about your bank. How's that?
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So Magic Waste Youth Foundation is an amazing place for foster care kids to go and try to get help. That being said, foster care kids that have been aging out of the system. That being said, tell all our viewers, and I'm sure that they're anxious to find out, when was it born? And also, what is the mission of this great organization?
Well, that's a great intro. And realistically, this is a dream of our founder, Rudy Bustamante. And Rudy is what I call a 30-year overnight sensation. He has been working hard, has been extremely successful, and wanted to give back to the community. So he started looking around and finding where it was that he could have the greatest impact. And so he realized that children aging out of foster care have a great need. There is a major crisis, if you will, with a lot of these youth because they no longer have the protection of that foster family that supports them. And so he wanted to make sure that we did something to help them transition from that foster environment to the real world. And so that's really what the Magic Waste Youth Foundation, it's all about. It's really a support for that group of young adults, because they're not kids anymore. They're young adults that right. have had a very difficult early stage of life and making their transition to adulthood a successful one.
And that's very, very important. Well, a big shout out to Rudy Bustamante and the entire team. We love you. This is your brainchild.
Absolutely.
What are some of the variables, Armando, would you say that you would like to share with all our viewers tonight as far as what are the youth, these young adults that you're talking about, what are they facing that they end up in this foster care system? Talk to us.
Well, it runs the gamut. I mean, you get everything from child abuse to abandonment to parents that are incarcerated. I mean, it runs the gamut. And the reality is that they're really a group of a community, if you will, that's many times overlooked because they are in homes, they are protected. But once they turn 18, it's a different ballgame. And even though the state does a great job as far as educational support and all the other things that they give them with healthcare, education and things like that, housing is something that falls through the cracks. So when you look at Miami-Dade College, which we work very closely with, you have a large population of these aged out youth that are basically homeless. They're either living in their cars or they're doing what you call couch surfing with friends and their families. And so this is something that we want to make sure that we can give them a good base for them to have that support that can move them to that next level.
And that's amazing what you just said about housing. We're going to talk a little bit about the Excalibur project that you and Rudy and Wilma and Rebecca and everybody in your team came up with. 1 in 5 kids that age out of the foster care system will be homeless. But thanks to you guys, Magic Waste Youth Foundation, that's not happening here in Miami-Dade County because you guys are right on it.
Correct.
Talking a little bit about that, how did you get involved in Magic Waste Youth Foundation? Talk
to
us.
It's interesting. Rudy and I go back easily 20 plus years. We worked together on different boards, different chambers, and we just, you know, became friends. When Rudy had this idea, he brought a lot of us together and said, look, I have this idea. And if you know Rudy, he's a big thinker. He thinks big. He doesn't, usually you start small and grow. Rudy wants to start up here and take it there. So we all came together and really thought of how it is that we can start. And so that's how I got involved. When Rudy came and gave me the statistics, how can you not get involved with something like this? We are blessed that, you know, our kids, we've been able to put through school. We've been able to love and nurture. And all of a sudden, these young adults are out there and they need someone. They need someone to give them that support with these very essential, things that they need to be successful. At the end of the day, it's where you start in the morning and where you end at night. And it's important that you have a safe environment to go back home to.
Absolutely. And when I look at your board, you know, Magic Ways Youth Foundation, it's you, it's Wilma, it's Rebecca, it's Archimedes, it's Ms. Ceballos, it's Rosa from Renaissance, and the list is extensive. All of you have key positions, you know, helping the community, not only Magic Ways, but also in your jobs. You're a banker, a stellar banker, I might say. And so you heard Rudy's calling, if you will. You all met in a boardroom, and that's it. You guys said, this is it. This is a morally compelling issue that's also truly affecting Miami-Dade County residents and the community, so on and so forth. And then Magic Ways Youth Foundation was born. That being said, knowing that Rudy Bustamante is the president, and also knowing that he is the brainchild of all of this, he also happens to be brilliant, as you mentioned, and he has an amazing heart, and he's so funny. My friends, if you haven't met Rudy Bustamante, you have to, because he is witty, funny, but with a heart huge, as big as this world. Talk to us about some memories, Rudy, that perhaps you have experienced with Rudy in trying to align strategic alliances to go towards the foundation and help out.
Well, first of all, it's very interesting because when you look at our board, it's very diverse and all of us bring something different. When you think of the creativity of Rebecca and Archimedes and you look at Wilma and her accounting skills, and you look at Sandra and her community outreach.
And Christy Bustamante also.
And Christy and Rose and Lewis, everybody just brings something different. We are all very different professionals, but we really come together very nicely. Me and Rudy, like I said, we go back about 20 years. And one thing that I will tell any young professional is sometimes you have to socialize. And that's really how you create those bonds and how you create those long-lasting relationships. Rudy and I went on a few cruises. We had a lot of downtime. And you think about it, a banker and an entrepreneur on a cruise, what do? Well, you know, you're locked together, first of all, and you spend a lot of time getting to know one another. And at the end of the day, what you see in business is not really what you see, you know, the interior of who you are. And so when you get that downtime, you really get to bond, understand who they are, they understand who you are. And that's really where relationships are nurtured and developed. And that's really where Rudy and I have come together and we're really bonded was many years ago. It was probably 15 years ago on a Carnival cruise line. And we had a great time. I still had hair.
You look great. You look fantastic. Thank you. So talking about all of this, I know you have several partners, the Department of Children and Families. You have the Guardian Ad Litem. You have Voices for Children, which is amazing. The Excalibur Project, I know this is a very, very important project. Earlier you mentioned housing. Expound on that and tell all our viewers why this project is so important. Why is this project is the nucleus of Magic Ways Youth Foundation? Tell us.
And that's great. And like I said, Rudy thinks big. When we first started, what his idea was, let's purchase a building and create kind of a dorm type system for these youths. When we did the numbers as a new organization, it's extremely expensive. It's extremely, the liability is extreme, and we really aren't experienced in that. So what Rudy did, he went out and he found a partner in Citrus that is supporting us in housing these youth. So the Excalibur Project, what we are doing is we are looking for sponsors with $7,000. You can help subsidize the housing costs of an aged out youth. Now you look at it and you think, well, you know, that's a pretty nice gig for these young adults. They got someone paying their rent and helping them out with their bills. But there is a responsibility. They have to be registered in school. They've got to be, you know, upstanding citizens doing the right things and moving in the right direction. This is not about a handout. This is about a hand up. This is about supporting these young adults and giving them that hand. And so that's really what the Excalibur Project is about. It just kicked off a few months ago, and we have quite a few sponsors, including my organization, Synovus Bank, that I'm very proud of. And at the end of the day, these are individuals that you can touch. And so this program is expanding, not just to housing, but really to financial literacy. How do they handle their bills? How do they handle a checking account, their credit? How is it that they register for school? What happens if you lose your job? How do you get another one? So it's really overall, and those are some of the other items that we will be tackling, but that are on the drawing board as we speak. So really exciting stuff, a lot more to come, and more to grow and expand upon.
It's amazing. And I know, like you were mentioned, you have certain prerequisites for the foster care kids that are leaving the system. You obviously want them to study, either go to college, get a certification, or get a vocational training, or they have to have good behavior. They need to volunteer in organizations. So you are molding them. You and the rest of the Stellar Star team at Magic Waste Youth Foundation, you're molding our kids, our young adults, if you will, to be people like you, entrepreneurs in the future. It's not impossible.
Not at all. And that's really what it's about. Look, let's face it. College is great, but we understand that not everyone is made to go to college. But mm-hmm. yet, in order to have a future, you have to have some type of direction. And like you said, vocational school. We work, once again, with Miami-Dade College and their Culinary Institute. One of the students that we've sponsored was with the Culinary Institute studying to become a chef. So there's a lot of different avenues. At the end of the day, it's really about helping them find their niche, get started, and seeing it through so that they can have a future. At the end of the day, it's really about being there and giving them that direction that they need and really they deserve.
Wow. Magic Waste Youth Foundation, 5 stars. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
My Things Duffel Bag. This is when I was reading about it, I said, wow, this is amazing. Tell our viewers, share with them, why this My Things Duffel Bag program that you guys created has such a positive impact in the minds of our youth. Talk to us.
You know, it's very interesting. And one of the things, once again, Rudy came up with the duffel bag. And when he brought it to me, I went, duffel bags, you know. But then it goes beyond the duffel bags. It's really where their possessions. We assume that foster children stay in one place from when they're entered into the system to when they are aged out. But they don't. They move around. And when they have those moves, many times they're moving in Publix bags. And Rudy said, you know what? That's not good enough. Let's get them Magic Waste duffel bags so that they can keep their possessions in an orderly, tidy manner. And they can have pride in those things that they have accumulated, the clothes that they have, their possessions, they can keep them together. So it started very small. And I really, I have to tell the rest of the board, I'll be honest, I thought it was, you know, duffel bags. But then when we put them out and we saw the reaction when we gave them out to the different agencies.
I bet their faces lit up like a light bulb.
It was huge. It was huge. You would have thought that you gave them some you know, big, you know, suitcases or, you know, but they were ecstatic. And so we take so much for granted. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about is making sure that we do that little bit. And once again, we don't do it because we're good people. We do it because we're blessed. And you have to pass that blessing on. Amen. So that's really what it's all about.
I love it. And when you analyze this, Armando, you know, a duffel bag, and I want to talk to all of you for a second.
It's a big duffel bag. It's not a little duffel. It's a big
duffel bag. Yeah, it's a big duffel bag. But when you analyze it, like you said, you know, it lights up their faces. I want a little of you to understand this. Most of these kids that are aging out of foster care, my friends, these kids have nowhere to go, as we mentioned earlier. And most of them are in different foster care homes, if you will, at an average of 4 to 6 times. Some even worse, at an average of 15 times. They're moving from household to another household to another household. So when they leave, and Armando, correct me if I'm wrong, when they leave, they might be putting all their stuff, like you had mentioned, in a trash bag. So why not give them some dignity? Why not give them some order? Why not give them some self-respect? Why not give them some pride? What do you think?
That's exactly what we intended to do, and that's exactly why we did it. A very simple gesture, very small detail, but it goes a large way. You know, it goes a long way with them.
Remember, you guys, when they become big business people like all of you, and all of you out there that are watching, they're going to remember Magic Waste Youth Foundation gave them a helping hand without a doubt. Let's take a few seconds to say thank you to all our VIP advertisers. I want to thank our VIP advertisers. Begin with Jewish American System. We love you. Thank you, Dean Alfonso. Lucy, your university giving out doctoral degrees is amazing. Jackson Health Foundation, making miracles happen. A big shout out to Carlos Migoya. A big shout out to Charmaine, Flavia. This is one of the best hospitals in our nation, my friends. Jackson Health Foundation, which is a fundraiser for Jackson Health System. Of course, Anna Vega Milton, the president of Jose Milton Foundation. Anna, big kiss to you. Thank you for all your philanthropy. You're also building the Jackson Health Foundation out west. We thank you for all of your work, for all of your philanthropy. Florida Blue, a big shout out to Elizabeth. Excellent insurance program to all of you. And the best part of it, it's affordable. And of course, here we are, Magic Waste Youth Foundation, helping all our former foster kids that are aging out of the system have a bright future ahead of them. Thank you. Nicole Alvarez, our attorney in immigration and criminal defense and family law. She'll be coming in next year and talking about immigration. We have Derek Morales, an amazing attorney as well. Family law, personal injury, workers' compensation, and he'll be joining us next year as well. Sapoznik Insurance just joined World Insurance Associates, Rachel Sapoznik. Now you have all kinds of insurance to offer all of our communities. Of course, Light of the World Clinic is an amazing clinic in Broward, giving healthcare assistance for free for economically disadvantaged families. Catholic Hospice, my friends, if you know anybody that is at the end of their life, there's dignity. Let them be nurtured and loved. Catholic Hospice gives you lots of love for the family and also for the people that are moving on. United Home Care, there's no place to be than at home for our older workers. We love you. Thank you. Know that when you're in United Home Care, these people come out, these assistants, these nurses, and they take care of you. Survivor's Pathway, a big shout out to my friend, Dr. Francesco Dubelli. Sexual assault, human trafficking, domestic violence. Thank you to all our VIP advertisers. Armando, thank you so much again for being here. I want to move on to Christmas. We're in the holiday season. You guys are amazing. Rudy, and I have to keep on mentioning Rudy's name and Chrissy and Wilma, the whole team, Rebecca, yourself, Renaissance, so on and so forth. You don't follow the norm of a regular toy drive. Share with our viewers why not. Give us the reason why and how successful you've been.
Basically, what we do is a sports drive. And so what we want to do is encourage these young adults to stay active. And let's understand when you're sound of body, you're sound of mind, it really keeps you on the straight and narrow, if you will. And so we decided years ago that rather than toys that, you know, they're going to get, they're going to lose, they're going to break, we're going to get them sports equipment, whether it be basketballs, footballs, soccer balls, whatever it is that they can use to stay active. Our goal is to make sure that they are preoccupied with sports rather than, you know, taking that route that may not take them to a productive place as adults. So that's really the thought behind the sports drive. And we also support those organizations that are taking care of these kids. So we get a lot of these sports equipment, and we donate them to organizations that provide services to these young adults. So a lot of good comes from it. Once again, everything is well thought out. Everything has a purpose, and it's great that you bring that up. So thank you.
Very, very strategic. And again, I want to compliment you all for doing that. A sports equipment drive And when you analyze it, and I want to refer to all our viewers out there as parents, as corporate executives that you are watching us tonight, you know that sports has a psychological well-being in our inner self, right? A lot of our kids, when they're in school and they're in sports, they don't want to drop out, okay? They feel healthier, they feel happier, they're more motivated to study. I mean, it's an amazing positive effect. And the fact that you and your team at Magic Waste Youth Foundation with Rudy came up with this idea of making people feel good, also making them healthy, okay? And people, it's proven statistically wise that people that are in sports in many cases, not all, but in many cases, they stay away from violence and drugs. So you're right on it. You're right on point, no pun intended.
Absolutely.
So Armando, tell our viewers, because your organization is a lot of fun. I've been to some of your events, I might tell you, and they're in hotels and we have music and there's food and Rudy's greeting everybody and Chrissy and Wilma and Rebecca and you and Archimedes. Talk to us about some of the initiatives so that we can entice some of our viewers that live in Miami, Florida, or in Broward, wherever they live, or and other people, if they come from other states, they can come out to your events and tell them, you know, how much fun is it? Talk to them about the corporate fundraising, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. And we just had our annual gala that we have once a year. And basically what the annual gala does is provides the funds for us to run the organization. And then, of course, we have the sponsorship program, which is something that's going to be ongoing throughout the year. So if corporations are looking for a philanthropic cause that they can get behind, they want to have a real impact. You know, I really want them to go to info@magicwaste.org, find out about the organization and make that commitment. For $7,000, you can change the life of one of these young adults. It's a huge impact, and you're not going to regret it. At the end of the day, you know, these donations, this commitment that you make to the organization and to these young adults is saving us money as a society in the long run. The reality is, if we do not provide them with these services, with this housing subsidy, mm-hmm. they get in the system. And once they get into that system, they get, let's just say, and I'm not, you know, but they get arrested for truancy, for loitering. They're in the system. Their job opportunities are diminished as adults. So what we want to do is make sure that we give them every possible opportunity to be successful. And it's a small price for a corporation to outstretch their arm and support them. So there's a lot of different ways we take donations year round. Right now, our focus, like I said, we just finished our annual gala, which was a challenge with COVID. But it was extremely successful. It was, you know, extremely successful. Absolutely. And so now we're focusing once again on the Excalibur project. And so we're looking for folks to make that commitment. That is really where we want to take it. And hopefully in the very near future, we'll be introducing the Magic Waste Youth Foundation building where we're going to be able to house these young adults and give them all of those services under one roof. So I definitely
like a one-stop kind of center, right?
Absolutely.
Where everything is there.
That would be the ultimate goal for us. But I definitely want to give a shout out to Citrus. That is supporting us. We couldn't do it without them. So thank you to them for their support and their partnership and commitment to the Magic Waste Youth Foundation.
It's basically invaluable. And I just want to throw out the statistics to all our viewers tonight that 40% of the foster care kids that are aging out of the system, if they don't get the help of Magic Waste Youth Foundation, okay, what happens is that 40% of them will not even get a high school diploma. And what Armando said is so, so true. You know, this is a win-win scenario for our society, especially here in Miami-Dade County and Broward in the state of Florida. Magic Waste Youth Foundation is making huge, indelible, positive imprints. So Armando, I want to thank you, and I want to thank your entire team with Rudy at the helm as the founder and brainchild, because you are saving lives. Your organization, Magic Waste Youth Foundation, my friends, make no mistake about it, viewers, they are saving lives. Get involved with them. The next 5 years, Armando, I know that you've had a lot of meetings with the board, with Rudy and everybody. Where do you see Magic Waves Youth Foundation, aside from the building? I love it. I love the fact that you're going to have that infrastructure that you're going to be building. It's going to be a one-stop center. What would you like to see in the next 5 years at Magic Waves Youth Foundation?
Well, I'd like to see, number one, us moving into the direction of having that building. But quite frankly, I want to see us grow the Excalibur project, not only in Dade County, but I think the next natural move will be Broward and Monroe County, and helping support those youth. At the end of the day, these, you know, the tri-county area, whether it be Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, or Dade, Broward, and Monroe, is really one. And so this is our home. We want to make sure that we do the best that we can for these young adults that are coming out and really seeing them to that next level. Like you said, the reality is having that plan in place as to what's next. And that's really what we're building right now, step by step. My goal is in 5 years to have some of those kids sitting on the board and talking about and really advocating what it is that happened and how it is that it happened to them, because someone cared. And at the end of the day, that's really what it's about, you know, giving them that opportunity because someone does care for them. So our outlook for the next 5 years is growing the Excalibur, moving into and expanding our markets, and looking forward to growing and developing that one location, that one-stop shop, at least initially.
That's amazing. And in Miami-Dade County, my friends, 1,291 foster care youth. Okay, they are in the system. So if we can help over these 1,000 kids that are aging out of the system through Magic Waves Youth Foundation, wow, that would truly be miraculous. And you guys are doing it. I mean, it's not like this is hearsay. I know that other people in other states are watching the show as well, and will be watching as well. I hope that they will emulate what Rudy's brainchild and your brainchild as well, and everybody coming together, so that we can start seeing programs like this all over the United States and beyond. Because like you mentioned about the incarceration and the criminal, well, let me give you statistics. 1 in 4 kids, Armando, that age out of the foster care system and do not go to the Magic Waste Youth Foundation help, guess what happens to them? They're gonna be meeting the criminal defense right there, right in their faces. They're gonna be in jail. So we don't want that. We thank you so much for what you're doing from our heart to yours. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Again, I wanna thank your stellar all-star team, Armando, which you included, and Rudy and the rest of the team, for doing a fantastic job, for giving our children a beam of hope that they can succeed, that they're not alone. And to have all these corporations that you and Rudy and the rest of the team have gone out, strategic alliances, to make these kids' lives better. But in essence, like you said earlier, it's all of our lives better. The crime rate goes down, the families are happier, the parents are happier, the young adults now can get jobs like yours. They can even become mentors to other kids. Absolutely. That are aging out. Is there a last minute message, Armando, that you would like to leave all of viewers with tonight?
No, first of all, I want to thank you for having us. I want to thank the board that does such a great job. Thank you to Rudy and Wilma that manage things on the day-to-day basis. And really, to anybody out there that has any questions, please, you can call us at 786-655-0667. Or go to info@magicwasteyouthfoundation.org. We are here to help. We are here to guide. Any questions you may have, please reach out. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for caring. And we look forward to making you partners of the Magic Waste Youth Foundation as well.
I love it. Thank you so much, Armando. A big shout out to the entire team, to the helm, to the leader, Rudy Bustamante. We're going to have him hopefully on the show as well with you again. And the rest of your team, you're doing a remarkable job. The job of Magic Waste Youth Foundation, viewers, is really priceless. God bless you, Armando. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in tonight onto On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Please remember to subscribe on my YouTube channel, On Point with Rachel Turgeman. Stay healthy, stay safe. Share this video with all your family and friends. Stay connected, because by staying connected, you can make the right decisions. We love you. God bless you, and stay healthy. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.